Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Last week, we began airing the CEF program segment from the Kramer Concert. Scott and Rachel Kramer and their family came here to Peoria, Illinois for a special fundraising concert held at Grace Presbyterian Church on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois in the middle of May. We had close to 400 people who were able to come. It was a wonderful evening of praise and worship and thanksgiving to the Lord, and also as a time of prayer for our upcoming CEF Summer Ministry Outreach this summer to more than 3,000 to 4,000 children statewide. In the middle of the Kramer concert, we had three of our staff give a summer missions update report, including Chris Kalau, our CEF camp director at Camp Good News. Chris, as you will hear, has a creative turn of mind, almost boundless, limitless energy, but a focused heart on the gospel for reaching boys and girls, the children of Illinois, through the ministry of Camp Good News. We hope you enjoyed listening today as Chris shares his summer ministry report and his camp summer ministry preparations this summer.
So mark it down, Pastor Kerry. This is probably the weirdest thing to be on Grace Prez's stage. And I brought a skunk, too. So I want to tell you a little bit about Camp Good News. Camp Good News is, we're right up there with Disney World. We are the coolest place on earth. It's pretty awesome. What camp is? Camp Good News is, it's a place where Jesus Christ transforms lives through the biblical teaching, the meaningful relationships, and the outdoor adventures. The outdoor adventures is what gets the kids out there. They come to do all the fun, and when they're there, we get to teach them from God's Word and share with them how much God loves them. And I want to share with you a little bit about all the cool things we have at camp, besides, of course, Stinkerbell here. So each week at camp, we have a lot of fun activities. We do archery out at camp, so we teach the boys and girls how to shoot bows and arrows, and hopefully how to at least kind of hit the target somewhere near the bullseye at least. But we get to teach them that. We also have something we call atlatls. Now, an atlatl is that little handle that he's holding, and he's throwing that 6-foot-long spear. And with that handle, you can throw that spear very far. So if I had that with me here, I could probably get to the bathrooms if there wasn't a wall in the way. And so you can chuck that spear very, very far with that atlatl. We also have BB guns out there, and we play different games with the BBs. We do tic-tac-toe, we do battleship and different things like that, and teaching them how to shoot the BB guns and things like that. We also have blow darts or blow guns. Now, we don't have the real ones with the points. The reason for that is when I first came to camp, I found some in my office. I shot my wife with them, and she took them away. And so we only have the blanks, which is a little depressing for me. We teach the kids how to do blow guns. And this is actually a very simple, easy thing to do once they figure it out, once they get that aiming down. We also do a lot of outdoor education at our camp. And so we teach the boys and girls how to read a compass and how to do orienteering. And then we go and let them kind of get lost in the woods while they're searching for the treasure. And what's neat is when they find the treasure, it's a box of coins, but in the middle is a Bible. And it's a chance for the counselors to share with them to store up their treasures in heaven and not here on earth. Along the way, too, because it is outdoor education, sometimes some of the kids get like, oh, I'm tired of looking at trees. We hang up weird things in the trees. And so we do have a real live hammer, well, not live, but a real giant size hammerhead shark hanging in our tree. His name's Fluffy. He's our tree shark. So we also do campfires at camp. It's camp. It's required. I think you have to have a campfire at camp. We do three different ones. We start off the week with our Sunday Welcome to Camp campfire. It's a lot of silly songs, silly games and stuff, but then we end the campfire with the gospel message. And so right from the beginning, the boys and girls are getting to hear about Christ. At the end of the week, we have a closing campfire, what we call our testimony fire, and it's where we let the boys and girls stand up and kind of share with us what they learned. It's great to hear for the counselors, but sometimes it gets a little funny, too. Sometimes the campers will share things. We had a little boy stand up one time, and he said, you know, I learned that I need to have my faith on my own. And yeah, amen. He goes, I knew it's not my mom's faith. I knew it's not my dad's faith. I knew it's not my dog's faith. Wait a minute. And then he stopped. He goes, yeah, my dog doesn't have that. And he kept going. And so it's neat to hear the campers share what they've learned throughout the week. We also have a creek that goes through the entire property of our camp, and so the kids love to go down. Mainly the girls, not so much the boys, but the girls usually look get in the mud and look kind of like this after they've been down there. Yeah, it's good for your skin complexion, I think, is what it's for. We also have a game called Gaga Ball. Gaga Ball is a lot like dodgeball, played in this little corral. It's a very fast-paced game. You're in and out, and it's very, very fun to do. And then everyone loves our pool. We have made sure our pool is the wettest pool around, so you can't find a pool anywhere else in this area that is as wet as the pool at Camp Good News. We also have slingshots out there, our slingshot range. What we did, my wife and I went grad sailing, and anything that made a sound when you hit it with a rock, we bought it and stuck it on a wall, and then we shoot rocks at it, and so it makes it a lot of fun there. We get a little more dangerous things, too, but they are fun. We have our tomahawk range. We throw tomahawks. We have special tomahawks, and we teach the counselors how to throw them safely and how to teach the campers. The older kids get to throw throwing knives and also ninja stars, and so that is a lot of fun. And then everybody's favorite is our zip line. It's over 400 feet long, over 100 feet in the air. It looks terrifying, but it's a pretty good time, so I know Miss Marlene is wanting to come out and ride it sometime. I can tell on her face. So. We also have Zorbs out at camp. If you've ever wanted to know what it feels like to be a beach ball, come out to Camp Good News. We'll put you in one of these and let you roll around and get hit a few times. And then our Nature Center. Our Nature Center was new last year, and we have almost 100 creatures in our Nature Center. About 16 of them are outside, so make sure you come and check them out. This has been a huge, huge mission for us. We've actually had public schools, Christian schools, people calling us and asking us to come and talk to them. And so this year alone, just since January, we've talked to over 3,000 kids with our animals. We've had 9 salvations because of Stinkerbell. And so we stink and love Jesus at Camp Good News. We also have crate stacking. Crate stacking is where we harness you up, and then you climb milk crates, and it's about 27 feet in the air, or 25 milk crates, and the only way down is falling. You don't climb down, you have to fall down. So once you get to the top, you get pushed over, or you can jump, but that is the only way down. Some of the kids will even try the one stack only, and that's where they climb up the outside of the milk crates. It gets high and scary. I've made it 3 high, so I'm doing really well. We also have a game out at camp we call Archery Dodge, and this is where we play dodgeball with specially made bows and arrows. And so the arrows have foam tips on the end, and we have a spot down in our woods that we get to play dodgeball with bows and arrows. And all of these things, all of these fun outdoor adventures that we have are all for one reason, and it's this right here, to get the boys and girls into camp to hear about God's word. This is our chapel time. We have chapel time twice a day. And we get to share with them about who Jesus is and what he did for them and how much he cares for them. The little girl there in the white, in the very front with the white shirt and the pink shorts, her name is Robin. She is my favorite story. Robin would sit in the front every day while I was preaching, and she would encourage me on. And I'd hear every now and then, "Ooh, Mr. Chris, that hurts my toes," or "Ooh, you're preaching it now, brother." And I loved it. I loved it. I just keep going. And so Robin just loved that. We have a lot of cool things, a lot of cool stories that we hear from camp. There's a lot of neat things that happens out there to see how Jesus is transforming those lives. We do a special week during the summer we call Legacy Changers, and it's for kids who have a parent in prison. In my very first year out there, we had these 2 twin boys, and they were fun, and they had a good time. We invited them to come and work on our camp staff. And I'm so excited to tell you, this year they're going to be junior counselors out at camp, and they get to share with others and tell them who Jesus is and what he did for them. Next year they're wanting to be senior counselors, and so I'm a little scared about that. We also had a little girl 1 year. She came and she got saved at camp, and she shared with us that her mom was an atheist. When I found out, a friend of mine is a hairstylist, and she was talking with this lady, and why an atheist would send her child to Camp Good News, I don't know. But she got to come to camp and hear the word of God and got saved, and she went home and shared with her mom. Her mom started going to church. Her mom started telling my hairstylist friend, I might be wrong. And it was just a couple months ago that I heard her mom got saved, and so that's so awesome to hear. So our theme this summer is Happy Camper, and we're teaching the boys and girls that there's joy in knowing Jesus, there's joy in serving Jesus, and there's joy in sharing Jesus. So I just want to thank you all so much for being here tonight and coming in and celebrating the Kramers and celebrating CEF, and we are so excited what God's going to do at camp this summer.
We hope you enjoyed listening to Chris Kalau, our camp director, as he shared the Camp Good News Summer Ministry Report for this upcoming summer. We are now just literally days away from the start of our summer ministry camp season, and because of that, I wanted to pass on to you some current specific prayer requests that we have for our CEF Camp Good News ministry. The big prayer need is that we still need a few more staff to serve as senior counselors in the cabins with the campers. To be a senior counselor, you need to be at least 18 years of age or older. We need at least one more guy senior counselor and at least two more girl senior counselors. The other summer camp staff needs include a cook to help us in the kitchen and also at least one more lifeguard for our pool. All of these camp positions are paid positions for the summer. So if you are interested or if you know of someone who may be interested in serving this summer at a Christian camp at our Camp Good News, please give us a call. Please call our camp at 309-444-3255 or go to our camp website at iheartcamp.org. Some of our other Camp Good News prayer needs for the summer is our facility needs. Right now, our pool is giving us a few hiccups with the electric water pump. So we just ask for you to pray for Brian Cordes, who is our facilities director, as he's working on that right now to get our pool up and running for the summer season, because how can you have camp without a pool? So please pray for that. Also pray for a maintenance assistant to help Brian Cordes, such as a young man who would be willing to work alongside our facilities director this summer or even serve part-time. Another financial need is for our scholarships for camp. We have at least 9 children right now and maybe some more who need a scholarship to go to camp for an overnight week of camp this summer. It costs at least $285 each. If you're interested in helping the camp with our scholarship fund to help children to have a full week of overnight camp this summer, basking in the love of Jesus and being soaked in the teaching of God's word every day at camp, please call us again at 309-444-3255. It's about $3,000 to $5,000 that we need to cover this scholarship fund need that we have right now. And then finally, we ask for your prayers for our upcoming Vacation Bible Camp Week that we just started last year. It's June 11th through the 15th, and this is an open registration for any child ages 7 to 12 who would like to come. We have about 60 spaces left. It's about first come, first serve. We can only take up to 100 children. And again, it's June 11th through the 15th, and it's from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and it's a free week of Vacation Bible Camp at Camp Good News that we call VBC Week. So if you're interested in your child going to camp, or you have grandchildren, you know of any children from your neighborhood that would like to come and hear the clear presentation of the gospel and have a fun time at VBC Week, again, please go to our camp website at iheartcamp.org/VBC. Again, that's iheartcamp.org/VBC. But more than anything, we just appreciate your prayers, because prayers are the work of the ministry, and it's what makes this ministry even possible. I love the adage that is so biblically true. When we work, but when we pray, God works. Thanks again for your prayers and support and for listening to Telling Future Generations. We hope you join us again next week as we air the final portion of the CEF program that was shared at the recent Kramer concert. Thanks again, and may the Lord bless you, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.